Rutherford was born in 1871 in the back blocks of New Zealand to parents who had emigrated from Scotland to raise a little flax and a lot of children, to paraphrase Stephen Weinberg. Growing up in a remote part of a remote country, he was about as far from the mainstream of science as it was possible to be. But in 1895, he won a scholarship that took him to the Cavendish Laboratory at Cambridge University, which was about to become the hottest place in the world to do physics. Physicists are notoriously scornful of scientists from other fields. When the wife of the great Austrian physicist Wolfgang Pauli left him for a chemist, he was staggered with disbelief. "Had she taken a bullfighter, I would have understood," he remarked in wonder to a friend. "But a chemist!" It was a feeling Rutherford would have understood. "All science is either physics or stamp collecting," he once said, in a line that has been used many times since. There is a certain engaging irony, therefore, that when he won the Nobel Prize in 1908, it was in chemistry, not physics. Rutherford was a lucky man. Lucky to be a genius, but even luckier to live at a time when physics and chemistry were so exciting and so compatible, his own sentiments notwithstanding. Never again would they quite so comfortably overlap. For all his success, Rutherford was not an especially brilliant man, and was actually pretty terrible at mathematics. Often, during lectures, he would get so lost in his own equations that he would give up halfway through and tell the students to work it out for themselves. According to his long-time colleague, James Chadwick, discoverer of the neutron, he wasn't even particularly clever at experimentation. He was simply tenacious and open-minded. For brilliance, he substituted shrewdness and a kind of daring. His mind, in the words of one biographer, was always operating out toward the frontiers, as far as he could see, and that was a great deal further than most other men. Confronted with an intractable problem, he was prepared to work at it harder and longer than most people, and to be more receptive to unorthodox explanations. His greatest breakthrough came because he was prepared to spend immensely tedious hours sitting at a screen counting alpha particle scintillations, as they were known, the sort of work that would normally have been farmed out. He was one of the first to see, possibly the very first, that the power inherent in the atom could, if harnessed, make bombs powerful enough to make this old world vanish in smoke. Physically, he was big and booming, with a voice that made the timid shrink. Once, when told that Rutherford was about to make a radio broadcast across the Atlantic, a colleague dryly asked, "Why use radio?" He also had a huge amount of good-natured confidence. When someone remarked to him that he seemed always to be at the crest of a wave, he responded, "Well, after all, I made the wave, didn't I?" C.P. Snow recalled how once in a Cambridge tailor's he overheard Rutherford remark, "Every day I grow in girth, and in mentality."